I like having my hair pulled lightly and don't mind people pulling my hair hard. I have a friend who likes having her hair pulled lightly but not hard. I punish myself, like I don't know big words and just other things like that. I pulled out my hair, chewed, then ate it. My bed frame is made of very soft wood, and you can see hundreds of bite marks in the headboard. If I'm running real fast, I can feel wind rushing past me. If I get punched, I feel the pain. If I receive a kiss, I feel the warmth, etc. My baby arches her back and throws herself backward when she's upset. My baby stares at her hands. I really like the gothic girl's look, and the men's look is cool, too. I thought I might become goth, but I researched the music, and it's boring. It makes me fall asleep, really. Almost all women love having their beautiful hair pulled. I had put my head down, but one teacher, he pulled my hair, slapped me, and said I was a dog. I have noticed a bad urine smell recently. My baby tugs on his penis. My baby crawls backwards. Take a step back now. Ask yourself how you, or most people, learn about their partner's sexual preferences, likes, dislikes, boundaries. I went over to sleep next to my best friend. We argued and didn't talk for 3 weeks, but we made up. I put my hand over his stomach, and I rested my head on his back. His back was in front of me. I hugged him. I wasn't able to sleep, so relaxed and fake sleep and had my eyes closed the whole time. I didn't know if he slept, though he shortly put his palm on top of mine and held my hand tightly and kept me close to him. He put both his feet on top of mine, basically foot-hugging, like my leg slipped into his and both of his legs hugged it. My baby sleeps with her eyes open. My urine smells like the products I'm drinking. I drink coffee, it has a coffee odor. I drink soda, it smells like the soda. I like having my hair pulled lightly. I don't mind it being pulled hard. My school year kept on going in my mind after school let out for the summer. He turned his face to mine. Let me clarify that I don't like it when someone pulls just a few hairs. It has to be a lot of hairs. Like, kind of like holding the mane of a horse while riding another coworker who pulls my hair. His face was a little far, but he kept positioning his face close to mine like he wanted to kiss me. His lips were a very few inches away from mine. I could almost say he kissed me, but he didn't. My heart was beating like a hummingbird. Now, it all started when I was younger, and I thought a boy liked me as much as I liked him. He stayed like that for a few minutes. Then he turned his back at me, and he slept. My friend spends 5 minutes a day drinking the warm water in the shower and gets most of her daily hydration requirement from that. In the morning, my pigeons head over to the small bushes in my garden and start pecking and eating parts of the leaves. 10 minutes later, he woke up. I woke up like 10 minutes later. Now, we broke up a while ago, but I still like to wear his shirt because it's big and comfy and I like it. Sperm comes out of my vagina after we make love. From that moment on, he started becoming strange afterwards. In the night, he wakes up and pulls my hair to get himself back to sleep. Just wondering if this is some kind of sign he's into some type of pain pleasure, which I am not. Like, he doesn't look me in the eye as much. He doesn't answer me as often or look at me anymore. When I was about 12, I used to pull my hair out strand by strand until I got a bald spot and the kids started making fun of me. My eye color changes every so often. We used to talk normally. He used to look me in the eye, but after this incident, I don't know what happened. I can pull quite a bit of my hair out without feeling pain. My stomach growls as soon as I see food. Just the same pain as if I'm pulling a single hair out, but I can pull out 30, maybe 40 at a time. A woman holds pent-up negative passion in her fanny. They also say that you normally lose like 100 or 200 hairs a day, but I don't. I lose about 7 to 8 every time I brush it. That's like 100 per week. She tends to pull her hair out when I'm not around. I pull her hair, push her away from me, and then I roughly dry hump her again. Someone else's cat visits you twice a month. A preschooler writes backwards. Don't use barrettes unless really necessary. Don't use elastic bands to pull your hair back. Don't wear a ponytail every day. Don't pull your hair tightly. Use a soft, scrunchy ribbon or light clasp. Run your hand up the back of her neck, your fingers spread out, palm flat on her head, and slide your hand up through the hair so you have a bunch of hair running through your fingers. Pull your hand about an inch away from her head, and then grip.